Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, coworker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
This edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. We're so excited to have you join us tonight because we've got a show for you tonight that we have been waiting for a while, and we thank those of you all that requested this show. And now we're getting ready to do this specific show for you tonight. So thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us. We're so looking forward to tonight's topic. All right, we're going to go ahead and welcome all of our co-hosts this evening that are joining us this evening, and we're so grateful to have. Let's begin with Steve.
You blinked out a little bit. Okay. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear now. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, everybody. I am happy to be here. I hope everybody has had a fabulous week. You know, I had a good week this weekend, and I'm looking forward to seeing what the show is going to bring us and what you guys' opinions is. I am just excited about the show tonight.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Let's go ahead and bring in all the way from wherever he's traveling. He might be abroad. It could be anywhere. Let's bring in the world-famous Benny from the Block. Benny from the Block, welcome to the broadcast.
Good evening, good evening. It is exciting to be on the show tonight. I am in a destination unknown right now, but that's okay. I am excited to be in the show. So good evening, everyone.
All right, we're so happy to have you here. And let's go ahead and bring in Pastor Roe all the way from the, I want to say Rocky Mountains, but that might not be accurate, but from the Carolinas. Pastor Roe, it's nice to have you. Welcome to tonight's broadcast.
Well, it's great to be on the show, Dr. Walken, and all our friends and families that's on the Blog Talk Radio Show. I have a great spirit of expectations, always looking to learn, you know, from others. I know by faith it's going to be a great show tonight, and we're all going to be able to learn from the great teacher, none other than Dr. Jesse Walker and the Jesse Walker team.
All right. Yes, sir. We appreciate that. The whole team, we're learning from all of us, and I'm so grateful that everybody comes on. You're taking time out. And then we've got the world famous. This man is just, he needs no introduction, really. His counsel, his coaching, his directions, his directives, they all seem to be so powerfully impacted, which many of our co-hosts are also equally share. And that's all the way from, I was in his neighborhood just a few days ago, and I'm back now in Florida doing the show live here in Florida. This person we're talking about is none other than Ricky to the Rescue. Ricky to the Rescue, is always a pleasure to have you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and I'm just coming from a place of gratitude. I appreciate being here with everyone this evening, and I am looking forward to the topic that we're about to dive into.
All right, we're going to begin. Having said that, we're going to be joined by one or two more of our co-hosts for the evening. And before, when they come on, we will bring them in. Tonight's topic, why can't you accept me for who I am? Ricky the Rescue, I want to start out with you. And just ask you, before we go to the story tonight, you all, I want to just get some opinions here. Ricky the Rescue, we want you to be first here. And, you know, if I'm spoiled, I'm arrogant, I'm whatever, people say negative, and you want to date, you know, the lady wants to date me, why can't she just accept me for who I am? I mean, hey, I'm not changing for somebody else. Shouldn't they just accept the person, Ricky, to the rescue?
What's interesting, I think, about this whole ideal of acceptance is the fact that something attracted you to that person. So when you start saying, hey, well, accept me for who I am or who I've become, what attracted you to that person to begin with? So I don't know if it's a situation. Maybe they just need to be reminded about what they like about the person.
All right. So is that enough? Benny from the block, let me go to you. Benny from the block, is it enough? Just accept the person and just, you know, if that's the person that you want to be with, like Ricky the Rescue says, it's something about that person that attracted you, why not just stay there and tolerate whatever they hash out to you? Benny from the block, what do you think?
Well, I believe that you should remain to be the person that you're supposed to be. You were designed and perfected to be that person. Therefore, as you grow in life, there are elements of you that will change. But as far as changing for somebody else, I think it is not only a big mistake, it is a grave, grave, grave mistake. And you will never be happy with who you are because you're not being who you were designed to be. You should just be who you are. Everything wants to change us, our society, our lives, our wives, our situations, everything wants to change you. But you have to remain true to who you are. Who you are is who you are. There's a reason that you were designed to be the way you are.
Okay, very good. Lady C, we're saving you for a round on this. I'm going to come back to you in a minute. Pastor Rose, I mean, you know, I know you bring in a lot of the spiritual flavor, but Pastor Rose, can't you just, why can't a person, if you want to date this person, like Ricky to the Rescue is saying, accept the person. I mean, he said that basically if this person, something attracted you to that person. So Pastor Rose, if that's the case, why can't you just accept that person? Okay, if you knew that they had a cantankerous spirit, just deal with it because apparently you fell in love with them. Why shouldn't you accept that, or should you?
Well, you have to accept the person, you know, for what they are, you know, and I understand that, you know, characters, qualities, traits, dispositions, and all of these things and attributes are things that attract. You know, I'm attracted, you know, to people that have the character and the qualities and traits of Christ, you know. And so, you know, a person is to change if they hang around you long enough, then they'll begin to take on your qualities, attributes, and your character. So accept the person as they are.
All right. We're going to go ahead to Port St. Lucie now. And this lady also is one who needs no introduction. This is Poet Rosette. Poet Rosette, welcome to tonight's broadcast. It's always a pleasure to have you with us.
Hello.
Poet Rosette.
It's a pleasure to be here. Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear now. Thank you. Thank you so very much.
Yes.
Let me begin by also asking you. I mean, it's like if you just can't accept me for who I am, then don't date me. Don't marry me. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I feel that it's best to just appreciate the person for who they are. I once heard someone say, "Don't hate, appreciate." And it's like if you're not willing to accept the whole package, then you know people have to realize that, especially depending on the age of the person, a lot of times people don't change that much after a certain age. So you have to take all of that into consideration as far as if the person, the good and bad qualities are something that you can live with.
All right. We're going to certainly ask all of you all to stand by. We're going to get to our story in just a moment. But before we do, Lady C, you got to bring you in here. Lady C. All right, so this is the most gorgeous man you've ever met in your life, Lady C. And now, you know, he's arrogant, he's boisterous, he's proud. And, you know, has it going on. And a lot of the ladies like him. And you like or admire him, Lady C. He works on your job. Let's just say now he can have any lady that he wants, but he's giving you the eye. But it's like all of these attributes go with him. Lady C, and he says, baby, if you want to be with me, you got to accept me as I am, because I'm a ladies' man. Now, how do you handle that, ladies? Come on, Lady C. You know you like him.
I mean, this is the thing. You know, it's a lot of men out here that are ladies' men. But the thing is, do I want everybody else men or do I want my own man? You know, if you're going to be around here trying to holler at every woman out here, then I'll need to holler at you. So, and I'm going to make him change. I'm not going to make him change, because he is who he is. Now, but the thing is, this is the kicker. When people get into relationships and they start dating, at the beginning, a lot of people portray to be something that they're not. They try to play this nice person that goes out to dinner, that go out and do all these things with a woman. But when they get her, all of it stops. You know, they pretend to be nice, and then they start disrespecting her after they get her and just treating her badly, or the woman treating the man badly. Now, how am I supposed to go to a guy and say, I want you to change? And, I mean, if I go to a guy and ask him if I want him to change, and he said, you got to accept me for who I am, but what if you presented a different person in the beginning than who you are
right.
now?
All right. That's a very good point. We're going to ask you to stand by. We got a deep one here tonight, you all, and we need all of your opinions, you all. Please, don't go away. And if you want to speak to the issue tonight, press 1 on your dial, because this is a hot one. This is a hot one. In fact, Ricky to the Rescue gave us a thought. We were going to do something on what recently happened at the Academy Awards, but that one is for next week. You all don't want to miss that one out, with what recently happened at the Academy Awards. And we're going to introduce a segment of our program, thanks to Ricky to the Rescue, called Talk of the Town. Talk of the Town, which will air next week. You don't want to miss that one, you all. You do not want to miss that one. Let's go to tonight's story. And we're going to be dealing with Xavier and Yannick. Xavier and Yannick, this couple has been dating for the past 2 years. Initially, everything was great as long as he kept showering her with material things she wanted. After a while, Xavier began to realize that Yannick is very materialistic. This was starting to not go well with him. Yannick and Xavier are both 27 years old. The day of confrontation came, and Xavier told Yannick that he feels clearly taking advantage of him. In return, he gets very little. He ever buys him anything, not even a car for his. Now, the day of conversation came as David told Yannick that he feels she is clearly taking advantage of him, and in return, he gets very little from her. When Yannick even goes shopping, she seldom ever buys him anything, not even a car for his recent birthday. In fact, she made reservations at an exclusive restaurant for his birthday and had him pay for the dinner. All right, so there is no question that Yannick is very much into herself, as she boasts about her past relationships and why she dumped the men because they stopped catering to her wants and desires. She will use this as a threat to Xavier, which up until now he refused to accept this behavior from her. In their recent discussion, Yannick told Xavier, if he can't accept her for who she is, then he's not the guy for her. When Xavier asked her for clarity on who she is, she insisted that she is a queen, and any man who is willing, who is with her, is going to be all about her court, you know, the queen's court. Otherwise, he's not the right man for her. She says she loves to be spoiled, and it's the man's job to spoil her and not the other way around. Now, Xavier is very much in love with Yannick and is having a difficult time letting her go because she is exceptionally beautiful. When I tell you she's exceptionally beautiful, she's exceptionally beautiful and fun to be with. And, of course, all of these stories are inspired by true stories. His insecurities led him to think that any man would love to have her walking hand-in-hand with him. So for this reason, Xavier gives in to her wishes and desires and gets very little back from her. Xavier has concluded that the fact she is so gorgeous makes him very vulnerable in fearing that he could never get anyone else as attractive as Yannick. Therefore, he has chosen to accept her for who she is, even though he's not happy with it. Now, once again, I want to go here now. Let me go to Benny from the block. I want to begin with you, Benny from the block. And the question is going to be asked, can Yannick's beauty cause Xavier to be crippled and blinded by love? I mean, you know, we're talking about, can this be having a crippling effect on someone because they're so beautiful? Benny from the block, what are your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. You know, men are creatures that like what they like, and I don't mean to be rude or even be disingenuous, but they always say the best way to get over a woman is to get another one. And so that's just kind of how a lot of men operate, and they tend to move on into another relationships based on what they see, what they're attracted to, what they're like, and that's how we deal with our current situations that have gone bad. We just move on very quickly and find someone, you know, either more attractive, more beautiful, or even in some cases, we find people that look just like what we just had and what we got rid of.
Okay, so do you think that, so you're saying then that a woman's beauty could perhaps cripple a man to cause him to be blinded by her love? Is that possible, you're saying, Sir Benny?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, when Adam first saw Eve, he was blinded by her beauty, her fineness, her sexiness, everything about her. And so, yeah, he was quite enamored with who she was. And so women, there are some, listen, let's just be honest. There are some incredibly beautiful women here in this world, absolutely incredible beauty. Now, we don't, as men, we don't kind of look beyond that because we just get caught up in our visual acuity. But in most cases, yeah, that's what we like to look at. I mean, a rose is a rose. And if you like roses, then the more beautiful the rose, the more you are attracted to it and you like it.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by. We got a hot one tonight, y'all. We got comments that are already coming into the studio. Wow. Let me go here. Lady C, have you ever had a man just go crippling blind over you with the love and that's for you?
Yes, I had an ex do that, you know.
Uh-huh.
not only just an ex, he ended up
See, lady, see, this is the problem.
Get back in contact with
a woman knows she's beautiful. We're going to have a show topic on this one. You know, see, you laughing at these guys, and you clearly started out by saying you're laughing. Then you said, yes, I had an ex do this. And not only an ex, but you alluded to say more men. So so isn't that taking advantage of men?
No, that's not taking advantage of men at all. It's, you know, I got to admit, I am attractive female. You know, I do get a lot of attention every day. But
okay,
it doesn't mean
what?
He want me,
what?
I want him.
Benny from the block.
You've been holding back on us all this time? I'm going to the website right now. I'm going right now to the website.
Right?
I knew somebody would say that.
I got that now.
All right.
That's
go ahead, ladies. We're going to let you.
All the way.
You've had this happen to you before. We're going to ask you to certainly stand by. This is a deep one here. So, Pastor Roll, I want to bring you in here and see if we can have some refereeing going on. Pastor Roll, it wasn't, I mean, here we're talking about accepting a person for who they are. David, the Bible, and I know you'll bring this up, that man couldn't help himself when he saw Bathsheba and the crazy thing he did to get Bathsheba. Had that woman's husband killed, put him on the front line of his army. So is it all, according to, is it all a man's fault that God made some women so beautiful? Pastor Rose, back to you.
Well, you know, Dr. Walker, and, you know, the thing I want to say, you know, it's not external beauty, you know, physical attraction. You know, we have what we call internal beauty. You know, it's not the physical, but, you know, beauty is only your skin deep, you know. But when I look at a person, they can be so beautiful physiologically, but inwardly they're nasty, you know. So what are we looking at? We're talking about external beauty, or we're talking about internal beauty of love and character and things like that. I've seen some people, as far as the world would say, gosh, I mean, gosh, they can be weighing 400 or 500 pounds or whatever, but they got a beautiful, beautiful character on the inside. So how do you define beauty, inward beauty or external beauty? I prefer inward beauty.
All right. That's a very good point. That's a very good point, Pastor Rose, as you say. But, Pastor Rose, I want to ask you this, and we're, you know, we'd appreciate your honesty. And, of course, if you got to respond to the question, you can just say, I'd rather pass on it. You know, we always can pass on a question. So, Pastor Rose, let me just ask you, say you're a married man, or has this ever happened to you, Pastor Rose, that being a married man, and let's say a woman that was just drop-dead gorgeous passed by you while you were with your wife. Pastor Rowe, did you accidentally strain your neck or your eyes to look upon the beauty of that woman? Not meaning to intentionally do it, but it's almost like there was another power that came over you that caused this to happen. Has that ever happened to you, Pastor
Rose? Well, yes, indeed, that can happen, you know, but we have to bind, you know, that spirit. You know, the flesh is always worn against the spirit, but you got to rebuke it and bind it, you know, and then
so
cast
when that
it out.
Happens,
but,
and I certainly understand
go
that
ahead.
We got to bind that spirit, but when that happened to you, you know, I mean, did you finally collect your thoughts yourself? Did you regain your composure and realize that, you know what, I drifted off? I mean, the human element plays a role. What do you think, Pastor Rose?
Well, yeah, as I mentioned before, you know, you can have thoughts and don't have the physical act, you know, that can happen to you because we are flesh and blood, you know. I mean, that can happen to anyone, but you got to quickly bind it, you know, and focus on the things that are right and proper. You know, yes, that has happened to me.
Yes, yes, sir. So, Pastor Rowe, when that happens to some men, and you and I both have known that some men they've gotten caught up into the beauty of a person, and they have even left their wives or their significant others to go on with somebody who was just drop-dead gorgeous. And, I mean, was this something that God did, you think, to man to just, I mean, and we're going to go to Benny from the Block in a moment because, I mean, is it all our fault that we just can't resist, you know, the beauty of a woman, whether it's inward or outward? Love is all. There's nothing greater than love.
Well, scriptures say, you know, the devil is not just somebody that's got horns. The devil can be anything that's evil, that's not proper, that's not godly. But if you resist that evil, scriptures say it'll flee from you. And you got to know how to resist it, you know, when these temptations and things come upon you.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go to Texas. We've got Ms. Lewis on the line. Maybe it's Tennessee tonight, I believe. Ms. Lewis, I think we've got you on live. Ms. Lewis?
You didn't ask him for?
Come back to her. Let me go here and bring in Poet Rosette. Poet Rosette, I want to bring you in and ask you the question now. Should Xavier accept Yannick for who she is? She's a spoiled woman that wants everything. She even identifies herself as a queen. And any man that can't accept her for who she is and make it all about her queen's court, that's not the man for her. Poor Rosette, what would you say if this were, if Xavier were a relative or a friend of yours, what would you tell him?
Yes, I you know, what I was just thinking about was Benny earlier was talking about, you know, you can't resist a beautiful rose. And at the same time, roses have thorns. And so we know that everyone has good and bad qualities about them. And so you were saying that she's kind of spoiled, but is, I was trying to figure out if it's only that she wants him to spoil her or if it's something even deeper than that.
All right. What do you think deeper than that? What do you think? She's got something mental going on? Is that what you're thinking?
No, but I mean how you were saying that, you know, he's not, well, he really needs to kind of assess if she's a person who can meet his needs as well as he meet her needs. Because then if not, I feel that once he needs to step away for a moment and probably assess everything. Because right now, like you said, he's being blinded by her beauty.
Uh-huh.
And maybe it's lust that's taken over.
All right. So the thing is, I mean, he tried that. He, you know, he had a conversation with her, and the day of confrontation came when he said this, and then she overruled all of that by telling him that if you cannot, you know, pretty much wine and dine me and spoil me, that's why she's dropped all these other men, because they refuse to do that. So, I mean, and clearly the story here that any man would want to walk hand in hand with her because she's so gorgeous. And the fact of the matter is she knows this and knows that she can have any man because she's always getting this attention. So he has concluded that he's going to see her and accept her for who she is because of her beauty. So, Poet Rosette, I mean, when you come to that point of what we call fixation, it's hard to change that. Well, she can do almost anything. And he's concluded that he's just going to stay there. Now, it may not be healthy for him, but what could you tell him, if anything? Probably nothing. What do you think, Poet Rosette?
Yeah, at this point, if he wants to just stay there and be a fool, then all I can do is pray for him. But in addition to that, he really needs to consider his worth too, you know, and I know men are big into respect, and so I'm really feeling like he's not understanding that there's a lot more fish in the sea, and that God made a lot of beautiful women, so he doesn't need to. I don't feel like he needs to just settle and not get his needs met too.
Right. But that might be his greatest need, is to have a beautiful woman. And it's like, you know what, she's so beautiful, why not just spoil her?
Yeah, and if he's
there are a number of men, believe it or not, there are a number of men, and I'm downplaying this very low, but there are a number of men that will accept a woman for who she is when that woman is drop-dead gorgeous. There's a number of men that will just pretty much accept her. And it only changes a lot of times when that woman desires for the change. And the change meaning she drops that man. And that man finds it devastating. Woman, go. So we're going to ask you to stand by just a second. Go ahead.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and bring in, we're going to try to bring in Ricky to the rescue. I want to bring you in here. Ricky to the rescue, I mean, here, in your opinion, as a life coach, what advice, if any, would you have for a guy like Xavier who's concluded that I guess I just have to accept her for who she is? She's materialistic. She doesn't buy me much. She didn't buy me a birthday card. She made me pay for my own birthday dinner that she, you know, ordered at this exclusive restaurant. I'm just going to accept her because her beauty means the world to me. And they're only 27, both of them. Bring it to the rescue. What do you think?
There are a lot of moving parts in this scenario, and there's a theory and a concept that I go over, which is called the vending machine complex. Everyone has like a vending machine of needs, right? So, you know, some vending machines have soda in it, some vending machines, you know, may have snacks in it. You wouldn't go to a snack machine expecting to get a soda, right? And so I think with him and his self-worth and the fact that she's identified what she needs from her vending machine, if he's just strictly sold on just looks, looks can fade. She can get in a car accident tomorrow. He really has to question what's actually in his vending machine, because now if he has to question his self-worth like was identified a little earlier, now we're talking about him and his self-esteem as well. So it's a lot of different moving parts within that, but I think that he really needs to look within himself to identify his worth and what his value is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so now, even though with that vending machine, and you said you wouldn't want to go to that snack machine, to the soda machine, to get a snack. Now, some people would, if that's the snack that they want, would be that soda, and they become fixated on that particular soda from that particular vending machine. And some people, you know how it is. There's addictive behaviors. And his addictive behaviors, this is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen. You know, I mean, what are my chances of getting another woman that looks this good? You know, and then, of course, beauty is in the eye of the beholder, but this woman, I mean, some of that, I mean, most men can look and know, and women can know when there's a remarkably good-looking guy. And men can identify quickly that that's a good-looking woman. And it's like, reminds me of the movie Shallow Hal. You know, I don't know if any of you all saw that, when other people didn't see the inward beauty that Pastor Rowe talks about, but Shallow Hal saw her inner beauty created her outer beauty of this woman that attracted him. He didn't see this woman for her size and shape. He saw what he saw through his own eyes. So, Ricky to the Rescue, I'm asking you this question. I mean, what's the likelihood of things happening, in your opinion, down the road, and as a coaching, life coach, I'm sure you're well aware of what the likelihood can happen, just like you said, a car accident. A guy like Xavier, what would then happen if once that beauty begins to fade?
Right, so then the question becomes, did he love her from the beginning? Because even if you look at it from the terms of every time he saw her, did he see her with makeup on? Like, what presentation did he see, right? Because if that facilitated his love and his likeness towards her, she would have to maintain whatever she was doing or even make it better. And as well, with her, if she's spoiled, whatever he's doing would probably never be enough. So on equal size, both of them are really chasing something that's like something almost like a ghost that really doesn't exist, and both of them probably end up unhappy.
All right, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to take a commercial break right quick. Ricky to the Rescue, why don't you go ahead and give us your commercial as a life coach, and then we're going to bring in Sister Marjorie Cross to give her a commercial break right after you. Ricky to the Rescue, commercial.
Yes, and thank you for this time to share my company and what I do. I am Ricky to the Rescue. My company is A Path to Greatness, where we specialize in assisting people in getting to a place in life where you're able to develop a life plan to achieve your goals. You can contact me at www.2greatness.com. When you enter 2, that is the number 2, 2greatness.com. Also, you could call us at 404-968-9940, where we offer life coaching, career counseling, anger management, and mediation.
All right, Ms. Marjorie Cross.
Yes, hello. Hello, good evening, Dr. Walker. Good evening, Pastor Royal. Good evening to all your co-hosts. My name is Marjorie Allen Cross, and I'm a nurse, and I'm also a health and wellness consultant with one of the most leading companies in the world. And we have products that may, over 180 products that may be able to help you with any health conditions. You could call me at you could go to the website at betteryourself.info. Again, betteryourself.info. Or you could give me a call at 786-319-7223. Again, my number is 786-319-7223. And I'm also the Assistant Director of Sponsorship on the Dr. Walker Show with Pastor Roll. You know, we work together on our Isogenic business and on the Jesse Walker Show. God bless you all and have a good evening. Enjoying the topic so far.
Excellent, excellent.
Thank you, Dr. Walker.
Thank you. And just so you all know, I'm a client of Ms. Cross, and so far the products that I've gotten from her really work. So I encourage you all to reach out and support all of our sponsors that come on the program, Reach to the Rescue, as well as Ms. Cross and others. We certainly do appreciate all of you all and all of our sponsors. Let me go now to, we got some of the comments that are coming into the studio. Let me see if we can get Ms. We're expecting Suzanne will join us just for a moment. Do we have Ms. Lewis? Ms. Lewis, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
All right. We got Ms. Lewis all the way from Tennessee. We had technical difficulties earlier from your line. But, Ms. Lewis, why can't a person just accept you for who you are? Why can't they, if you got a cantankerous spirit, if you're boisterous like the story with the lady tonight that clearly made it all about herself, why can't you just accept that a person?
Ma'am, look, everybody is different, and there are some people who have boisterous spirits. Some are meek and quiet. Some people don't even talk. They don't even express their feelings. You have to dig out of them, you know, what your feelings are. Not everybody accepts you as how you are, but my mother used to say every hole has their stick in the bushes. That means don't care who the person is, there is somebody out there for them. And answering your question that you had asked earlier about beauty, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And also, as someone said, I think it was Pastor Roque said, there is beauty all around, not only in the outward, but in the inward. And I think that every one of us, don't care how we may be young and beautiful, we're going to change when age comes if we live long enough. So that beauty will be gone. It won't be the same. There may be some beauty left, but not much. Because age, as we age and get older and older and older, that beauty is gone. So if somebody just loves me for my beauty and we live a long time, it may change because my beauty is going to change. So we have to look out, watch out, because we can be deceived and be, you know, you are, what to say now, you didn't make it because you look for the wrong look, you know, the wrong way. So disappointed is the word I was looking for. You may be disappointed because age changes beauty.
All right. Just stand by. We still got a lot to cover you all tonight, and we've got about 20 minutes before the show comes to an end. And we're going to have, if Rick to the Rescue doesn't mind, we're going to have him close us out at the appointed time with tonight's topic, why can't you accept me for who I am? If Ricky to the Rescue doesn't mind, he'll close us out tonight. Lady C, I want to go to you now and begin with the first comment. We've got a number of them that have come into the studio, you all, and they're still coming in as I speak. We're not going to be able to get to all of them. Lady C, the first comment comes in, and then we're going to go to Benny from the block. She says, my boyfriend of the past 3 years and I had this very problem. He could not accept me as I am, a person who loves to enjoy my life, instead of him thinking that no one can be happy all the time. Well, he is my ex now and wishes we were back together. No thanks, I've met someone who is more compatible with me. So, Lady C, she's like, I guess he proved her wrong that she wants to be happy all the time. And so part of the happiness was to drop him. Lady C, back to you.
I said kudos to her. You know what I'm saying? He did her a favor. You know, sometimes we be stuck in these relationships not understanding that, you know, we deserve more because why we're in love. But then when a guy leave us or we let him go, we start realizing, well, darn, this one over here is treating me better than that one was. You know? So kudos to her. But can I say something about the story?
Yes, please.
This is what I realized that is missing. You know, Xavier knew what he was getting into from the beginning. You know?
Right.
Xavier knew what he was getting into from the beginning. Because he, yes, he did look at her beauty, but he was looking at showering her with all gifts and different things. He knew she was this high-maintenance, high-class type of woman, you know? But he overlooked that. So now, within the middle of their relationship, he can't get upset with her and ask her to change because why? This is what he loved about her in the beginning. And I think either Benny on the Block or somebody said it, that the when you enter in a relationship, it's sometimes whatever you get is what you got from the beginning. It's what draws you to that person. Her looks and her style and her wanting to be bought is what drew him in. So why throw her back out there to the fish? This is what you wanted from the beginning.
Right. Well, stand by just a second. Ricky to the Rescue, just before we go to Ben to the Block, it was Ricky to the Rescue who said that it was something about that person that attracted them. So, Ricky to the Rescue, do you think Lady C is on point? It sounds like she is to me in this case.
Yes, I definitely think she's on point. And if you even want to put more layers to it, even with that attraction, was it something you wanted or was it something that you needed?
Wow, that's very deep. Intrinsically, you're that's a very good point. Ben to the Block, I want to bring you in here. Ben to the Block, I mean, here it is. I mean, that is so important what Lady C just said that. And before you respond to the comment, we'll reiterate it shortly. But Ben to the Block, I mean, here it is. He knew what he was getting into. He absolutely knew this. You know, they've been dating for 3 years. So where, if anywhere, did he go wrong or did he?
Well, he obviously didn't realize what he had, and so that's a lot of – that happens with men a lot of times. You know, we got this beautiful Ferrari, and we're too busy trying to change the Ferrari to be something even greater than what it is. A Ferrari is a Ferrari, so you got to know what you got. And so don't always – you can't – see, that's the point I want to make about this whole topic. Why is it that we have to change people? Why can't we just let it be what it is? A Ferrari is a Ferrari. No matter how you look at it, how you touch it, you talk about it, it's still a Ferrari. So he wants her, like he made that comment, well, nobody can be happy all the time. Well, guess what? Someone is happy all the time, and guess who's unhappy? You, because you decide you wanted to change somebody. And that's why this conversation is so important. Leave people the way they are and appreciate them for who they are and what they are. And let them be that beautiful Ferrari, that beautiful rose, that beautiful whatever, and just enjoy it for what it is. If they're happy, let them be happy. And that's where we missed the point. By the way, I did go to your website, and I understand. Lady C, I truly understand.
Okay. Lino, thank you for that, Benny from the Block, because we're going to have a lot of people visiting the website tonight. Thank you, too, Lady C. We appreciate that. I guarantee you a lot of people are going to be going to that website. The website is drjessewalker.com, D-R, no period, J-E-S-S-E-Walker.com, for those of you all that don't know. All right, thank you for that, Lady C. Let's go to Suzanne. Suzanne, thank you for your patience. We certainly appreciate your time. We're not going to be able to get to everybody tonight because we're almost out of time before Ricky to the Rescue closes out tonight. Suzanne, we want to bring you in and ask you this question. Xavier and Unique. I mean, her name is even beautiful, Unique. So, I mean, do you just accept the person as they are, or do you find that that person is just not, may not be compatible for you? But if they're beautiful, it's hard to let them go.
Well, not really. You know, if maybe beauty is all they have going for them. Some folks want more than beauty.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, Suzanne, you're saying that. But you know, Suzanne, I say this with all humility and respect. It's not a man saying that. So for some men, I mean, you know, I've never really seen a beautiful woman by herself unless she chooses to be by herself. So, Suzanne, what do you say to that? Just asking the question.
Well, that's true. I mean, a lot of women use their beauty, their bodies, or whatever to get what they want. You know, I mean, and that's the way it is to live.
All right, so then we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to certainly ask you to stand by because this is an interesting one here. We got to take some more of the comments. We're almost out of time on this particular subject. Port Rosette, and I say the same thing to you. I say to Suzette, you're not a man saying this, and I'm not certainly putting all men out there, but it's hard to resist beauty. And so, Port Rosette, here it is. When we talk about accepting someone, and you're thinking, you're looking at this person, and you might know Xavier, you know, or someone like Xavier, and you're saying, why would Xavier tolerate this woman's foolishness? Then you're not, subjectively, in his mind, you don't know how a man necessarily thinks, even though Steve Harvey did a book, I Like a Woman, I Think Like a Man, something along those lines, but still, you can never really think like a man, no more than a man can think like a woman. We can all attempt that at each other, but God made us definitely different. And if you look at science and psychology, it tells you that men and women even perceive sounds differently. We perceive sounds differently. And that's why there's a conflict sometimes. A man may think that we thought that that's what you said or that what you meant when you clearly weren't even talking about that. So we perceive things different. So, Ford, I want to ask you this question. I mean, if you want to be with that person, Xavier, like in Xavier's case, he clearly wants to be with this woman. Then if there are people out here who are listening and they know what they're getting into, should they accept what they get and not complain about it?
Yeah, I honestly feel that Xavier is going to have to count the cost. And like I said earlier, if he can list, because I know you said that he said she's beautiful, she's fun to be with, if he can think about her good qualities and then list some of his qualities about himself that he doesn't like, then he will be understanding that he needs to work on himself. And if that's who she wants to be, you know, it didn't say that she was abusive to him. As far as we know, she's just spoiled. And so if he can't live with that, then, you know, he has to assess. But I really want to say that if I point a finger at someone, then there's three pointing back at me. And so he's going to get to, he needs to get to the point where either he can appreciate her for who she is or, you know, he may need another queen.
All right. We're going to ask you to certainly stand by. Ladies, I want to bring you back in here. And, Pat, we're going to come to you with the next comment. But, ladies, I want to say, you know, and with all the respect to you as a woman, you know, you're not thinking as a man can think, but we make these attempts to do so. But ladies, see, I've never seen a beautiful woman by herself unless she chooses to be by herself. Do you think that that's a sign of confidence or arrogance when it comes to a woman? Since you put it out there on this radio show, and you're going to certainly have people blowing up their website, and I'm grateful for that. So, so ladies, see your thoughts.
I agree. I mean, I agree. You know, beautiful women, you know, you have a choice. You have a choice of who you want to be with in life and who you want to deal with. Because, you know, beautiful women have quite a few men trying to come after them, you know? So, yeah, she's alone by choice. Beautiful women, they do tend to be very confident, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I can say it's confidence behind it. But it's,
right.
A beautiful woman also knows what she wants. So to me, I'm going to just say it's based on what she knows, what she wants, and she knows what she can have, and she knows what she can accept, you know?
Okay. That's beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful. So let me ask you this, as you put it out there, being a beautiful woman yourself, do you find that it can be kind of troublesome sometimes because so many guys are coming at you?
No, because I like the attention, you know, I'm not going to lie. Nobody don't want nobody trying to holler at them. It's just that, I mean, if you don't have nobody trying to holler at you and telling you you're beautiful, I mean, of course you know you're beautiful with you, but it makes you feel good. It boosts your self-esteem within you. You know?
Lady, see, you know what we love about you? The fact that you're so, yes. You keep it so honest and 100, as the kids would say. You keep it real. But you like, because you wouldn't find a lot of people to admit they like the attention. We're going to ask you to stand by. Bring you in here, Pastor Ro, and give you the next comment. We're almost out of time, you all. We've got about 8 minutes. Oh, we got about 7.5 minutes before Rick the Rescue brings us to a close tonight. Pastor Ro, this comment comes in, this mail. He writes in, he says, I had to learn it the hard way. Why can't you accept me for who I am? That if you want to be with that special someone, like in tonight's story, then you will have to accept them for who they are. Xavier clearly accepted Yannick for who she is. He says, right now I miss my girlfriend. She left me because I was too controlling, as she would say. I should have accepted her as she is. Pastor Ro, the poor guy is crying out. He should have just accepted her. He does not, and that's what Xavier's probably saying. I'm not about to lose this woman.
Well, you know, the thing I want to just say with that, you know, we have to ask the question, you know, is that behavior godly or ungodly? You know, and then, you know, scripture, you know, we follow the guidelines of scripture, you know, can two walk together except they be agreed? You know, arrogance and pride is a dangerous thing. You know what happened to the person that was prideful? He got kicked out of heaven, you know. So you can hang in there, you know, because, you know, we're the salt of the earth, you know, and that which we come, if we hang in there long enough, you know, we can bring about change, but it's difficult. You got to be equally yoked, you know, or you're going to have problems. So we all just have to ask that question. You know, scripture tells us, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not stand in the way of sinners, not sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in, the scripture, you know. So are we going to, you know, walk together with somebody who has ungodly behavior? You have to answer that to yourself based upon what scripture say.
All right, let me bring it back to you, Pastor Ro. So we say the scripture says that how can two walk together unless they agree? Well, actually, Xavier has agreed with Yannick. He has agreed that she will have her way. And her beauty, he has accepted and concluded that initially it was a problem. I mean, you know, basically he spoiled her. Then he found that she wasn't reciprocating that. So now his agreement is, and she said, unless you can treat me the way I want to be treated, spoiled and as a queen in the queen's court and make it about my court, then you're not the man for me. So in order for him to walk together and agree with her, he has concluded that I will agree with her to make it, even though it's one-sided. He has walked with her. Now, down the road, of course, as many of you all have pointed out, it may prove differently. But for now, you know, I mean, you know, right now, he's enjoying the ride of being with this beautiful woman. We're going to ask you to stand by. We've got several more comments that are coming in. Suzanne, we want to give you this one here, and then we're going to bring Benny to the from the block in as well, along with our others. Suzanne, let me give you this comment. This comment has come in. And this woman, she says, unfortunately, well, this guy, he says, unfortunately, in my opinion, we don't often find out that we should have accepted someone for who they are and not try to change them to be how we want them to be. So then how important is that? Instead of just accepting them, we try to change them, as Benny from the Block was talking about earlier. All right.
I'm sorry.
Suzanne. Go ahead, Suzanne. Now I'm here.
I'm sorry, what did
yes,
you say?
Yes, we can hear you. Go ahead.
No, what was that you asked me? I heard it briefly.
Okay, you know, we should have accept someone as they are as opposed to trying to change them. But we get a person, and Benny from the Block was saying earlier, we try to change a person. How important is it to accept a person if that's the person you want to be with?
Well, I think you rule out the pros and the cons from the very beginning when you get with the person and to see if there's any compatibility between the two of you. And then you go with that. But then if you get some red flags right away, then I think it's best that you move on in another direction.
All right. Okay. That's interesting. Wow. Let me bring in Benny from the Block. Benny from the Block, I want to bring you in here. I think we still have Benny from the Block. Benny from the Block, are you there? Okay, we don't have Benny from the Block. Ricky to the Rescue, I want to bring you in, and I want to ask this question. Ricky to the Rescue, and that is, I mean, as men, I mean, and I can't speak for all men, but generally speaking, would you agree, Ricky to the Rescue, that men basically, we're physical beings that will look upon a woman for her beauty, you know, and her beauty, her body, and the brains will likely come last, you know, until you get to know that person. So if we're doing that, the first thing that we're looking at, and a lot of people say we need to deal with the inwardly, the character of a person, as opposed to just the beauty. But would you agree that for a man, it's that physical attraction of the beauty or the acceptance of that that appeals to him first? Ricky to the Rescue.
I definitely think that is one of the probably most dominant and initial things that happens that's going to attract a man to a woman. And so to even just understand that component of it, I think is equally as important to understand that from the opposite end of it, the woman has to maintain a certain image as well. And so what can end up happening is if that image is not maintained, it could even be something as simple as a hairstyle, and you changed your hairstyle. That may even change the complexion of how that man may look at you.
You know, and that is so important. And Rick the Rescue, while I've got you here, why is this so important? And oh, you're going to be closing us out in about 2 minutes. Just quickly here, just say this here for me. Why is it so important for people to accept you, and sometimes they tend to want to change because you no longer, you know, sometimes even a woman, if she's no longer fixing up her hair and she's overeating, and even for a man, if you're just not grooming yourself like you did initially, wouldn't a person lose that appeal for you? Isn't that likely?
Oh, yes, that's most definitely likely, and life changes and life happens, and so that kind of goes back to what I mentioned earlier, because we can want something and we can have it, but is that what we really need it? Because if it's something we wanted, our wants change from today and tomorrow. But if it's something that you need, that's going to be more stable.
All right. Just before you close out, let me go to Lady C with the final comment. I'm sorry, y'all. We're not going to get to all of them tonight. You know, this young lady, she says, growing up at home, I saw how my father used to manipulate and control my mother, and I knew that I did not want a man like my father. I started dating a guy like my father, and it lasted only 2 months. I don't think I have to accept someone for who they are if they try to control or manipulate me. How important is that, Lady C?
I think it's important to let them go. I mean, if you don't like how your father treated your mother, then you darn sure should have ran from the man that liked you, that acted like your father.
Absolutely, absolutely. Listen, we're out of time. We're going to turn it over to Ricky to the Rescue to close us out on tonight's topic. Why can't you accept me for who I am? Ricky to the Rescue.
Yes, and I kind of want to piggyback on a lot of the theme that was already discussed today as far as a person is fundamentally who they are. To try to change that person, you may be temporarily adjusting what they're doing at the time. However, it's highly likely, I believe, that a person is going to revert back to whatever the core of them is. So if that person was a spoiled person when you met them, typically they're probably a spoiled person to the day they die. You know, now we can grow as people, and that may, you know, provoke some different things as far as growth. However, the core of us are basically who we are. So you have to look at what you want and what's available out of a person. And if you're just joining, I mentioned the vending machine complex earlier. So if a person has different things within their vending machine, such as time, attention, fun, commitment, trust, if you're able to pull that out of them, then we're starting to have a conversation of things you don't have to change. But if you're trying to put those things in that person's vending machine, then there may be a problem, because now you're trying to change fundamentally what that person is.
All right. Excellent. On that note, thank you so much for that, Ricky to the Rescue. On that note, we're clearly out of time. Listen, join us here tomorrow night. We've got a topic that you don't want to miss. Tomorrow night's topic is, tomorrow is April the 1st, by the way, showing empathy and having compassion for those in need. Showing empathy and having compassion for those in need. Then we'll be back here next Thursday for the topic, Talk of the Town, inspired by Ricky to the Rescue. You don't want to miss that. And it centers around say to you all, until tomorrow night or until next Thursday, I want to say to my listening audience around the world, good night. God bless. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Walk. Good night, Pastor O. Good night, everyone. Great show.
Good night,
God bless you all. I enjoy the show. Some more, Audrey. Bye. Have a good night. Keep safe and keep well, everyone. Thank you. Bye.